Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea. This is Travel Talk Radio with your hosts, Sandy and Bob Nesoff. And tonight we have a special guest, Analia Szymanek, who is the general manager of a historic hotel in Baltimore, the Lord Baltimore Hotel. Good evening, Analia. How are you?
I am terrific. Sorry, how are you tonight?
Back. Good. Before we get into the hotel itself, there is a group called the Historic Hotels of America. Would you tell us what that group is and, you know, all the hotels of historic value?
Sure. The Historic Hotels of America is a group that works through the National Register of the Historic Trust based in Washington, D.C. And basically, members of this organization, the hotels like mine, are at least 50 years old, as that's kind of like the watermark, you know, for entry. But you see hotels that are 200 years old and older. As a matter of fact, they just added a group from Europe that was certainly much older than the hotels in the United States. So it's a fast-growing organization. But I think that if there are people that operate historic hotels or kind of fall into that category, they should really seek out the National Historic Trust.
Okay. Tell us about the Lord Baltimore Hotel. What did he do to have a hotel named for him, and what's the historical significance of your hotel?
The Lord Baltimore Hotel, this is a great time. I am so glad we're talking about it tonight because we are just a few weeks away from celebrating our 90th birthday.
Lord Baltimore
Hotel was, it's kind of, and we have a big party on New Year's Eve to celebrate it. But the Lord Baltimore Hotel was named after the six barons of Baltimore. We like to call them the Calvert Boys. They're near and dear to our hearts. George Calvert actually was the very first Lord of Baltimore, and he was interested in the British colonization of America for the refuge of the English Catholics. So that's why he came to Baltimore, or to Maryland. Unfortunately for him, he passed away 5 weeks before the charter for Maryland was actually signed. And it went to his son, Cecil. But needless to say, you know, we would not be here in this, you know, great, great state without these men. And as a matter of fact, their crest for Baltimore is the inspiration for the Maryland flag, which obviously is the best flag in the Union, but, you know, of course I would say that. But that was the inspiration behind the Maryland flag.
Oh, that's something new to me. I didn't have any idea about that. So thank you for the info.
Oh, you bet.
Okay, the hotel's going to...
If you take a moment to think about how the hotel was designed, especially the Calvert Ballroom, it has six crests in the ballroom along the balcony, and it's representative of each of the Lords of Baltimore. So it's just kind of another little historical tidbit that you might not have heard before.
Now, let me ask you this. Lord Baltimore, New York was named for, I believe, the Duke of York. Virginia was for one of the Queens of England. Is Baltimore named for a city in England, or did they become the Lord of Baltimore because of the city of Baltimore here in the United States?
It became the, I believe that it's from the city of Baltimore. But you know what? I could do a little bit more research on that. But that's what I understand to be the case.
I think one of the most interesting things is that this is a historic hotel. And I think that people are looking a lot for things that are not as contemporary as they might be in other places. But I would think that people come to a hotel like that because of the historical factor. Is that something that is true? And where do most of the people come from?
That is absolutely true. You know, I think there's people who want that shiny new nickel, you know, with the glass and the brass and all the lights and that. You get a very different feel when you walk into a historic hotel. You still can have all that glass and brass and lights and marble floors, but there's something that's uniquely wonderful about walking into many of the historic hotels that are represented on the historic register. One, you know, at least in it, let me just talk about the word Baltimore for a second. You know, built in 1928.
Sure.
So what's unique, and when people walk in, the original ceiling in the lobby is there and it's been beautifully restored. There's a replica of the original chandelier. There's a balcony or mezzanine all the way around the lobby, and that kind of gives it a different feel or sense of place, you know, when you walk into a lobby like that. It's grand. It's grand. The best way to describe it is that it's grand and there's a warm feeling to it. You go up to the ballroom, and even in the ballroom, it's all been it's been renovated over time, but we have the original Baccarat crystal chandeliers still hanging, which is just spectacular. And when people come in, whether it's for a wedding or for maybe they're having, you know, a team building meeting or, you know, some corporate initiative meeting, when they walk into our ballroom, it just takes them back. And it makes them think of a time like, hey, this is a really cool space. I can't find this just anywhere. We're the only people in Baltimore, the only hotel in Baltimore, that has public space like we have. And I'm really excited about that. It does bring people to see it. You asked where people come from. We have seen people from all over the world visiting with us. We've had different tour groups from Asia. We have, different meetings coming in, product launches. Most recently, we had a group in that does an awful lot with social media for 4 days. We do government business. I mean, we do just about everything, that other hotels would do, but we do it in a different, grander fashion, I would like to think, which is fairly true of a lot of the other historic hotels that I've actually been in as well. The other thing that's really notable about this hotel is when it was built in 1928, it had over 700 rooms. And that's a lot of rooms. It was the largest hotel in all of Maryland. And it kept that.
A lot of rooms.
Yeah, that's a lot of rooms. But you know, in 1985, and let me just double check this, in 1985, it went through a full renovation. And what happened to the hotel was they kept the footprint, of course, but they took almost 300 rooms out of commission. And the guest rooms, obviously you're not changing the footprint, but you're making the guest rooms larger. So we have some of the largest guest rooms in the city, which is really unusual for, one, a downtown urban area, and in some cases, perhaps even a historic hotel. So we went from over 700 to 440, and that's where we are today.
Wow. I would wonder about the interior design staff. Excuse me. Are you using all of the same people, company, whatever, that you would use for the public areas to do the private areas in terms of renovation? Or are they done differently?
Did. Mm-hmm. No, actually, the color theme is cascaded through the entire hotel. It's a lot of very rich, dark colors, blacks and grays. The gentleman who did the design with our owners actually used to work with Ralph Lauren in the design group. It's a very rich looking. It's really spectacular, design. And with that, there's and it was done 5 years ago. It looks almost brand new now. I mean, just because of the quality of the goods that they use.
Yeah, and it always makes a difference, I think, when a hotel can use quality materials and when they stick to what the original theme of the hotel was. Because we've seen properties where they may have a certain thing in mind for the public spaces, but then they go completely off the charts with something different and unexpected in the private places, and it just takes away from the whole theme. So this is nice to hear.
Oh, yes. Well, the Scott Sanders was the actual designer, and he did a wonderful job pulling that through from guest rooms to public spaces, even to the Calvert Ballroom and the restaurant and lounge. It was very thoughtful and incredibly well done. We get lots of wonderful comments from our customers. You're not confused when you move from space to space, which I think is
that's
what
wonderful.
You're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. That's mainly what I was hoping would occur. May I ask this? Do you have specific amenities for families as opposed to, just kids who are looking for various activities? And a last question in regard to that same thing is, do you serve a breakfast that's included in the cost of the room?
Let's start with the breakfast with the cost of the room. You know, those options are available. If you want breakfast, it's there. We and can be part of the cost of the room. And at different times of the year, we'll run that as a special package, to encourage families and extended families to travel together to Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
So we do also have some activities for children. We're a children-friendly hotel. We're also a pet-friendly hotel, which should not be confused. We like them all. We like children. We like pets. We have an in-house theater, which we are spending.
That's unusual.
It's a 100-seat theater, and we use it mostly for corporate-type meetings and presentations, but we are enhancing that space so that we can do movies and show, TV shows for kids. And, the TV stations are kid-friendly, so there's always something to keep them entertained. What's wonderful about the location of this hotel is that it's within walking distance to the Discovery, Port Discovery, which is
mm-hmm.
a children's playground, so to speak, and learning center. The Maryland Science Center is not far either. It's less than a mile, and it's a good walk around the harbor. And, of course, there's the aquarium. So we have lots of different opportunities for family engagement. And there's also the B&O Railroad Museum, which is just short of 2 miles from the hotel, which is a wonderful way to spend an afternoon with kids, especially kids who are that age where they're really interested in trains. It's a wonderful museum.
Let me ask you this, Adelia. How far are you from the Inner Harbor? Is it within walking distance?
Oh, yes. It's about 3 blocks from the hotel. It's neat. The location of the hotel is really centrally located in downtown. We are 3 blocks from the harbor, 2 blocks from the convention center, less than 2 blocks to the Royal Farms Arena, which, it has all kinds of acts coming through there. Like we have Disney on Ice coming, and, then we have, some indoor soccer and, things like that. So, it's a fully operational, indoor arena. You see a lot of stuff coming through there for families and, just for sports buffs. And that really starts the adventure, right? So it's right there, 2 blocks, from the harbor, Constellation, all the, the Ripley's, believe it or not. I mean, there's just so many different places that, a family could really engage and have a good time.
And summertime, you're not that far from the ballpark either.
Oh, no. I mean, we're like 4 blocks from the baseball park and maybe 6 blocks from there to the football stadium. So it's really one of the things about Baltimore that is so interesting is that, you can basically walk anywhere. And there was a time when the slogan, if you will, from our convention and visitors center was it's two feet, you're 2 feet from everything. So you can, it's close. You can walk. You can walk up into the neighborhood. Where
that
the
makes a big difference,
sits.
I think.
It does. Yeah. Once you get here and you park your car, you can go pretty much anywhere you want to go. If you're a walker and you want to get out and explore, it's a great city to do that.
That's wonderful. Let me ask this. If for people who are not that familiar with where Baltimore is in proximity to Washington, D.C., what's the approximate distance?
It's about 48 miles from downtown Baltimore to the outskirts of D.C. There's so many different ways to get to D.C. Obviously, you can drive, and
okay.
that can be, you know, fun when there's not a lot of traffic. But I think the more preferred way to go that we suggest to our guests is take Amtrak. The Amtrak station is 10 minutes from the hotel. Then it's only about a 40-minute ride. You can also take the MARC train, which is more like commuter transit, and it runs on Saturdays but not on Sundays. And that's a great way to go. The bulk bus you can also pick up in the city, and it goes south. You can go to Baltimore. You can go from Baltimore to D.C. So there's a couple of different ways that you can get there, and it makes a full day. You know, we see a
which
lot
is
of
great.
The,
it's
of our
much
guests.
More. Yeah, it seems to be much more practical than trying to find a place to park in D.C., even if it's on a weekend, things seem to have changed in the entire travel business. At one time, you had a situation where there were children when they got out of school, and parents would travel only during that time. Now it seems to be a year-round activity, no matter where people are coming from. And I don't think that most people care if they take the kids out of school for a couple of days, which I'm not promoting or saying that that's necessarily the right thing to do. But people do that, and
sure.
It makes everything much more seasonal. So
when you look at Baltimore, you look at D.C., and you look at the history surrounding both cities, and it's different. You've got the government and people wanting to go to, you know, the Capitol and, you know, other really, you know, the museums and stuff in D.C. I mean, that's a school trip. You know, you could really do a school trip around that, you know, with kids.
Sure.
The same thing with Baltimore. It's so rich with museums and certainly the history of Baltimore itself. You could spend a couple of days just getting lost in that wonderful history.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Okay, we're going to have to hold for a moment and listen to a commercial so that we can pay some bills over here, and we will be right back with Analia Shimonek of the Lord Baltimore Hotel.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Bud Light.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000 calorie salad. Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep-fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Well, that was a new commercial, and you probably heard people in the studio chuckling over that because they hadn't heard it before. Our guest this evening is Analia Shimonek, who is the general manager of the Lord Baltimore Hotel in, of course, Baltimore, Maryland. Analia, let me ask you this. With a hotel that's been around for 90 years with a name of historic importance and belonging to the historic hotels of America, I would assume that you had some very famous people who stayed there from time to time. Could you tell us some of who they were?
Sure, of course. One of my personal favorites is Amelia Earhart. I've always thought she, you know, just was such a renegade and what an interesting soul she was. She was one of the very first. Martin Luther King was in our hotel in the 60s. We've had the governors and mayors and vice presidents. I mean, there's as old as we are, I mean, we've had countless politicians come through, and even, you know, just famous people of the day.
Mm-hmm. And that's become a regular stop for them, I would assume.
I think so, and I'm glad that they are. I mean, we still see our current mayor. We haven't seen the governor, but I'm sure that we will. We are, like I said, we're centrally located to downtown, so we just had Elijah Cummings in the other day, the House of Representatives leader, and Nancy Pelosi's from our town, and I know that she's been in my hotel once or twice back, you know, when she was working here in Baltimore.
Okay. What kind of accommodations does a hotel offer? I'm assuming you have regular rooms, doubles, queens, and suites. Could you describe some of them?
Sure. So we have some of the most spectacular penthouses I have ever seen. I've never seen penthouses in a hotel before. And this is in our tower, the top of the tower. These penthouses are just shy of 2,800 square feet.
Wow.
A couple of them are, yeah, they are just gigantic.
That's big.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, and you can see from the penthouses, you can get such a beautiful view of the city because it's like three quarters of the way around the tower. So, you know, those rooms to me are my favorite. It's not the size, it's the view. The penthouses all have full kitchens. You can do meetings up there. You know, we've seen people do receptions for up to 55, 60 people in these rooms very comfortably. And, you know, soaking tubs. I mean, just really elaborate accommodation up there. We have king suites, you know, what you'd expect from a hotel like the Lord Baltimore. These rooms are just huge. Some of them are as large as 300 square feet, which is a pretty good size in downtown.
I'd say.
And on the corners, they have even more space and have just spectacular views of the city. We have some rooms that have a parlor suite, which is really very nice, especially if you're coming in for more than just a couple of nights. Those are very comfortable, especially for families. And, of course, you know, we have, you know, your typical, like, queens. You know, we don't have double rooms. We have double queens, which means that the footprint of that room is pretty large. So our rooms are spectacular, up to and including the top sheet that has our logo on it, on each bed in the room. They are just a wonderful, wonderful presentation.
Analia, why don't you give our listeners an idea of how they would contact the hotel or get information about the hotel if they were looking to come down to Baltimore?
Well, absolutely. I'll tell you, we have a couple of things coming up right now that if you are on the fence about coming to Baltimore in December, you really might want to think about it. The first, and make your plans to come. The first thing that we're hosting is next Saturday is Night of 100 Elvises. But what's fun about that, it's a fundraiser for Johns Hopkins Children's Hospital. But what's really fun is we are hosting a Viva Las Vegas wedding ceremony in one of our really beautiful meeting rooms, the Versailles Room. So, you know, it's kind of if you want to renew your vows or you just want to come and have a good time, that next week would be awesome. It's a lot of fun. Our website is www.lordbaltimorehotel.com, and our phone number is 410-539-8400. And if you want to celebrate our birthday on the for New Year's Eve with us, celebrate our 90th, we have a wonderful New Year's Eve celebration on New Year's Eve to celebrate our birthday. And we're partnering with the Baltimore Heritage Foundation. It's a fundraiser.
Oh, I bet you that helps. It's going to be spectacular.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I can't wait.
I'll bet. That sounds terrific. That would be a great time. I'm going to give you a little thought ahead of time. Great time to have people come there in some kind of costume of the day.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And do a little soap as a theme for the evening. Be crazy.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful soiree. I'm kind of hoping that, you know, people who are listening tonight will think about it as an option, you know, for New Year's. You know, it's going to be a wonderful time.
Yeah.
In a lot of hotels around the country now, what are the big things that has come over in the last couple of years are the rooftop bars. Does the Lord Baltimore have one?
Oh, do we ever have a rooftop bar? We are the only fully open to the sky rooftop bar, I believe, in Baltimore City. We can serve almost 250 people at a time up there, but it's open. It's an open patio. Last year we opened that venue beginning of May, and it just closed at the end of October. We had our last party up there. But it is wonderful for weddings, rehearsal dinners, receptions, or happy hours. We do an awful lot of happy hours up there during the summertime, or at least we did. And we did some, you know, other, you know, Sunday afternoon dances for fun. You know, people came in and just, you know, we were able to kick back. We have a full bar there. We also have a grill and a kitchen up on that floor. And it's just, if you get to Baltimore and you just really kind of miss being outside, that is a great place to have a cup of coffee, a nice cold drink, great to get the newspaper and just, you know, enjoy the joy of being upstairs and outside.
I'll be down when it warms up.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
well,
I would be wondering, how warm does it get up there?
Well, it's an outdoor.
It's really warm.
I know there. Okay, I've got to ask you one thing. One of my biggest bugaboos with a lot of hotels is the comfort in bed, the pillows. I understand that the Lord Baltimore is famous for its pillows.
Oh, for sure. You know, our owners, the Revelle family, tested out over 50 pillows before they made their decision on what kind of pillows. And this wasn't their first hotel. I mean, they've had other hotels, so they were familiar with bedding products that are available, but they tested over 50 different types of pillows before they landed on the
ones.
So
they've been sleeping around a lot, huh?
Well, I didn't want to say that. I can't say that. But they, you know what, the product they landed on is really, we get, it's wonderful, and we get so many comments, wonderful comments from our guests about those pillows.
Do you have a situation where, I know some hotels do that, where you can purchase the pillows or something to do with the bedding?
No, the bedding packages?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. If a guest came downstairs and said they were in love with our bed and the package, you know, the sheets and the blankets and comforter, and we absolutely provide them with the information where they can get that product.
That's great.
Shipped directly to their home. So, yeah, I think it's a nice feature. People enjoy that. They enjoy being able to do that. Now, I wonder how many people, the real question is how many people actually then get home and go, gosh, I need to order that pillow or I need to order that comforter. You know, that would be a neat
mm-hmm.
thing to go back and take a look at. I'll put that on my you know, curious list of things to check out because I think that'd be fun to see.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can give them your address again online, and that's one of the questions people might want to ask after they visit.
We've got just over a minute to go, so we'll have to wrap up. Analia, would you give the website once more, please?
Absolutely. It's www.lordbaltimorehotel.com. And you can reach us by phone at 410-539-8400. And we hope that everybody who hears this broadcast tonight will think Baltimore, you know, when they're looking at their future travels, at least on the East Coast.
Well, it is a great destination. The hotel sounds terrific. The Inner Harbor is absolutely a major attraction for people with everything from ballparks to horse carriage rides and the history that's there. This has been Travel Talk Radio with your hosts, Sandy and Bob Nesoff. Our special guest this evening has been Analia Szymanek, of General Manager of the Lord Baltimore Hotel in Baltimore, Maryland. Analia, thank you very much, and we hope that you have a great season.
Thank you, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay. Bye now.
Okay, Sandy? Sandy?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there. Okay, I just cut her off. Okay.
Call her back.
No, I don't want to call her back.
Oh.
Not necessary. I think it went pretty well.
I think so.
The only thing I would say is you cut into her a number of times. You've got to be careful with that. Also, were you rustling papers or something in there?
Just the paper I had.
Yeah, because it came over. I could hear it.
Okay.
All right, yeah, but I'll get the laptop going and the conference phone so that when we're sitting there, that stuff won't happen.
Yeah, that would help.
Yep. All right, I want to check a couple of things here. There's some music I want to look at to see about maybe an intro and an extra, out music.
Extra, yes.
All right, I'll make it a little bit nicer, I think. I'll be in shortly.
Okay, bye.
Okay, babe, bye.